The Little League World Series began today after a week of controversy. An investigation cleared a team from Harlem of accusations that it was using players who lived outside of league boundaries. And the New Yorkers will take the field tomorrow against a team from North Carolina. All the youngsters are experiencing increased media attention. Many of the games during the 16-team week-long extravaganza will be nationally televised. Joining me now to talk about the growth of the tournament is Wall Street Journal sports writer Stefan Fatsis. Stefan, Little League is a not-for-profit organization that was founded in 1939 in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, where it is still based, and the tournament is still held. But the founder wouldn't recognize it today, would he?
Well, he'd recognize a few things. There's still some quaint touches. Tickets are still free. Fans pass hats around the stands to raise money for Little League. But it has become a modern business. Little League has a new stadium, the World Series, which is a culmination of a series of regional and international tournaments, has doubled in size last year to 16 teams from 8. Now you've got a new 6-year TV contract with ABC and ESPN, on which there are going to be 20 games out of 32 this week. Plus, there have already been 8 on from U.S. regional qualifying. Little League has been on TV since 1953, but I think it's fair to ask whether 28 games on national TV is just too much for a bunch of 11 and 12-year-olds.
Do you think it is? Or is this just the natural progression of, you know, these days of 24-hour sports watching?
Oh, there's certainly that's part of it. Viewers like it. The World Series draws decent ratings. It doesn't cost ESPN very much to produce. It's good for Little League because it raises money from advertising and sponsorship, which helps support Little Leagues all over the world. Plus, people like watching kids on TV. It's the same reason that we tune into the spelling bee on ESPN. And when it comes to baseball, it's even more appealing when we're talking about the major leaguers possibly going on strike again. But there's certainly an issue about whether this is too much. Too much encouragement for these players to behave like pros, showboating, and worse. There was a kid from Harlem the other night that pointed with his bat to center field when he came up to the plate. It should be enough for them just to play. I don't think they need all of the extra pressure and exposure from ESPN sticking cameras in their faces.
But there seems to be a larger reason that Little League is pushing the additional exposure. It wants to get more kids playing baseball, right?
Oh, it does, and there's good reason for that. The number of registered players in Little League has dropped each of the last 4 years. The number of leagues affiliated with Little League baseball also is on the decline, and it's just part of a larger trend away from baseball. There was a recent survey by the Sporting Goods Manufacturers Association of the most popular activities for kids. Baseball came in fourth behind inline skating and just ahead of scooter riding and freshwater fishing.
The international push by Little League is also interesting. I gather that there's a team from Russia that's in the tournament for the second straight year.
There is, as well as teams from Venezuela, Saskatchewan, Guam, Saudi Arabia, Japan, Mexico, and the Netherlands Antilles. But the Russian team is definitely the great story. They showed up last year with bats that were too heavy, and they were wearing tennis sneakers. Fans of one of the American teams collected money and took them out on a $300 shopping spree. But there is a lot of growth in baseball in the old Warsaw Pact nations. And with the Little League, it certainly mirrors a push by Major League Baseball. It's seeding the sport all over the world, from Romania to South Africa to the Far East and countries that haven't played before. Baseball needs new markets, it needs new fans, and it needs new players.
Will you be watching these games, Stefan?
I tune in every year. I'm like everybody. I played Little League, and so there's something definitely that harkens back to childhood that makes you want to tune in, at least for the last game for the championship.
Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thanks, Margot.
Stefan Fatsis is a sports writer for The Wall Street Journal. He spoke to us from New York.